99.9 WTUZ. Michelle, we have to give a huge shout out to our ladies there at Rural King. Gals, you're too kind to us. Way too kind.
They really got us some good stuff.
They go above and beyond. Of course, for all of your needs. Literally all of your needs, because I didn't know they have all these things at Rural King. I mean, do they have dum-dums there? Pretzels there at Rural King? Hit them up for all your needs there at Rural King. But my gals brought me in nice, those are big bottles too, of Mountain Dew. So I'll certainly be taking that home with me. Will not be sharing. Dum Dums, the original pops per our conversation last hour. They brought you some pretzels too, where I don't know where those went. Oh, here they are. They say these are addicting, right here. Dots Homestyle pretzels.
Pretzels?
Pretzels. I don't know what pretzels are, but pretzels, which because they said, hey, these are from Michelle. She said she was hungry, but
Nice.
We'll share these, Michelle.
Thanks.
Thanks
so
again,
nice of you.
Rural King. We always love it when you stop by. You can stop by anytime you want, ladies. You don't always have to bring goodies, but it always puts a smile on our faces when you come with gifts in hand.
I feel like if we start talking more about food, people are just going to start bringing it. So let's talk about pizza.
Mexican food.
Oh, yes.
Margaritas.
Hello. We're down here on East High. It's Friday Eve.
Baby food. Diapers. Baby wipes. Does all that apply?
Yes.
Rural King sell any of that stuff?
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, you have headlines.
I do.
And then remember our conversation earlier this week about what a possible poll question could be tomorrow?
Which one?
You know exactly which one.
No, come on now.
I have a story about a couple who made whoopee in the most sacred of places, and they're going straight to you know where. But first...
Oh, no.
You have
How
headlines.
Do I lead into that?
Just like this. Michelle, you have headlines. Take it away.
Signs are now placed to let residents and visitors know the route of the Panhandle Passage Trail.
Good job, Michelle.
The area celebrated a milestone on Saturday with a dedication of the connection. President Dan Rice says that residents in the city of Yorksville and the village of Denison can now enjoy the trail by hiking or biking. The trail begins around Gorley Bottoms and goes along city streets marked by signs. And the Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating a single vehicle crash that happened Tuesday night. 37-year-old Richard Mansfield was traveling northbound on State Route 800 in Harrison County when the vehicle traveled off the west edge of the roadway, hitting a tree. Mansfield was pronounced dead at the scene. For more information of these headlines and more, visit WTUZ.com.
That's right, and we're always on social media, Facebook and Twitter at 99.9 FM WTUZ.
Do we have to hear about all this nonsense?
What poll question do you think I'm talking about?
Where's the craziest place?
You made love. If you say it like that, it doesn't sound as creepy.
Creepy?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Weirdest place you've made whoopee, but no, literally that probably won't be a poll question tomorrow because I won't be able to get away with it. I can get away with a lot of things, but that probably won't be happening. This, if it surprises you or not, comes from the state of New Jersey, where a couple... 48-year-old male, 43-year-old female, caught in the act making love, if you will, beneath a statue of the Virgin Mary at a Roman Catholic
Now that's
church.
That's too far.
Guys, too far. Really?
Come on.
Really? Police officers and authorities showed up at around 12:30 in a sacred area on the grounds of Our Lady of Perpetual Help there in New Jersey. Apparently, the couple, they were in a secluded garden located between the rectory and the church, which, believe it or not, is right next door to the police station.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if the sounds, if, you know, I don't know if they're loud lovemakers or not, and that's how they got caught or what. But to do that on church grounds, I mean, come on. We all know... We know where you're going.
What an idiot.
I don't think you can pray for forgiveness for that.
No.
You go to the pearly gates. Well, remember what you did in front of the Virgin Mary statue, son? So that will come back to you. somehow, some way. My favorite part of the story is they were in a secluded garden located between the rectory and the church. It's my favorite part of the story. Hey, since we're on dumb criminals, I guess. Remember yesterday I had the story about the dude who left his fingerprints in Play-Doh?
Yeah.
And ended up getting caught. Do you like that one?
That was good.
This one out of Florida. This guy broke into a cell phone store, Delray Beach, Florida. Really thought this whole crime out, okay? Thought about what he needed to do in order not to get caught. Cut off the power to the store, which that helps because why, Michelle? They have maybe security cameras or something that won't record your image. He also removed all of his fingerprints from the glass and door handles and everything else using glass cleaner. So he was really methodical in his cell phone heist. The only problem was he forgot to actually wipe down the bottle of glass cleaner, which he left behind. His fingerprints were on it. And that's how he goes, how'd you guys catch me? I wiped down everything. I used Windex, everything else. And I took the gloves off and I placed the Windex down. Oh, now I got it. Now I know how you got me. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Dumb criminals. This one, though, takes the cake. In Texas, Granite Shoals, Texas, police department there put up a Facebook post. Basically, they didn't know if they'd get anybody with this, but they got one person with this. I mean, I don't know who would really believe this or not, but they put this on Facebook. Granite Shoals Police Department. They posted a story explaining that there was some tainted meth in the area, Ebola-tainted meth that will kill you, okay? Their post read like this. If you have recently purchased meth or heroin in Central Texas, please take it to the local police or sheriff department so it can be screened with a special device. Do not use it until it has been properly checked for possible Ebola contamination. One person showed up to the police department with their heroin in hand, asking for it to be tested. And then, of course, she was placed under arrest right then and there for possession of heroin.
Oh, my God!
So there you go.
People are so dumb.
Wow, I better take my drugs in. Get this tested. Kids, come on. Gotta go get my heroin tested. Come on, kids. Go on down to the local police department.
Oh, my goodness.
That one takes the cake.
What?
Couldn't believe that.
Idiots.
When I read it. Texas police bait drug users with false story. You never know how you may catch a dumb criminal, but they are dumb, so they will... They will be caught at some point.
More police stations should catch on to that.
Post a dumb story like that or some sort of...
Like a false... That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Just to see how many people would be dumb enough to fall for it.
I know they do like drug take back and gun take back days, right?
Right.
To get guns off the streets and prescription drugs off the streets. Now, when they do that, they don't even ask for your name in some cases. I know in Youngstown they've done them before. In other major cities they do too, but... if you have guns, they don't ask questions. You go and drop them off. And in some cases, to encourage people to take their firearms in, they will hand out gift cards. Hey, bring us a firearm. We'll give you a $50 gift card to Giant Eagle. Really, that's a true story.
Wow.
You've never heard of these gun take back days?
I've heard of gun take back days, but no gift cards.
Yeah, gift cards for gun take back days.
Right.
Yeah, get these people to get their illegal firearms off the street. Anyway, but there you go. Dumb criminals always providing us with some form of entertainment, whether it be yesterday. What was the one yesterday? Oh, the Play-Doh.
The Play-Doh one was pretty good. That made me laugh.
Listen, if you missed any of that or anything from this morning, you can go back to the podcast section at WTUZ.com. It's a vault of all things us and Big Z Sports, too. Always good stuff there from Big Z Sports. Babbling Brook is here.
Morning.
On a Thursday.
Friday Eve.
Thank you for correcting me.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. If looks could kill, I'd be dead right now. Are you even going to be here tomorrow?
No, I won't.
All right, so this is actually your Friday.
It is. Yes, it is my Friday.
But thanks for playing along with the whole Friday Eve thing. It makes us all feel much better.
Right, right.
So I said,
Jared, thanks for having a party when I'm gone.
Yeah, no, I just honestly looked at my... email. What is this tomorrow going on?
It's the start of summer. A little cookout.
Showbiz, grilling up dogs, burgers, kick off the summer, 11:30. That stuff better be done by noon because I'm out of here. tomorrow.
Well, hot dogs, they don't take long, so.
I don't want
I think you'll be all right.
Don't want a hot dog.
You don't want a dog?
And I'm not the biggest fan.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to tell me there's hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill.
You choose hamburgers.
There's an abundance of both. Burgers all day.
Okay.
Over a dog.
Yeah. It just depends on my mood, I guess, what I'll pick.
Poll question, burger or dog?
There you go.
I got burgers.
Hey,
I got dogs.
One.
I got burgers and dogs. Hey, will you just do Z News?
Yes.
Or I'll just keep talking.
All right. This day in history, back in 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opened. In 1962, astronaut Scott Carpenter became the second American to orbit the Earth. In 2000, Britney Spears' album, Oops, I Did It Again, sold 1.3 million copies its first week out, giving her the most first-week sales for a female artist. And then in 2006, Taylor Hicks beat out Catherine McPhee to win the fifth season of American Idol.
My mother was literally in love with Taylor Hicks. I'm pretty sure she would have left my stepdad for Taylor Hicks. I don't know why she was so infatuated with the Silver Fox back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I even watched that one. Holidays for today, it's Brother's Day. So, shout out to my brother.
Shout out to my brother.
Yeah.
And all my brothers.
All your brothers. It's National Escargot Day. Victoria Day, which is Canada
Day. For those Canadians, yeah.
Yeah. And Asparagus Day.
Eh. Maybe if you grill it up.
Grill it, yes.
Okay, here's the deal. A little S&P, right, before you grill it up. Maybe some
butter.
Some olive oil.
Some butter in there or something?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah. I don't know about if you're grilling it. Maybe when it's done, have some sort of butter mixture on top.
Mm-hmm. That'd be all right. All right, and then on TV tonight, The Last Days of Michael Jackson is on at 8.
Yeah, Michelle and I talked about that earlier, this special that is on tonight about MJ.
Yeah,
which
could be interesting.
It will be. I guess I'll watch it.
Yeah, I may. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be in front of a TV at 8.
Well, you'll be busy packing for some sort of...
Oh, no, I'll be there.
Oh, wait, you're leaving there tonight?
Today.
When are you leaving?
Leaving today.
Okay.
Yeah, got to get there before check-in. Free.
All right.
So yeah, we're leaving today.
Brooke's going to a bachelorette party over the weekend.
No.
Wait, what's
that's
this weekend?
In 2 weeks. If I can even go. I don't know if I'll be able to go.
What's this weekend?
Just a little trip getaway for Kyle and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's this weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation is on at 8. Hollywood Game Night is on NBC at 9 o'clock. Of course, Game 5 of the playoffs tonight, NBA, and then Red Nose Day is on at 10. As a star-studded cast of Hollywood favorites comes together to change the lives of kids in need. So that sounds nice. What Would You Do is on at 10. And then Darius Rucker, he'll be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
D-Rook.
Yeah. In country news, Ashley McBride, she's finally going to have her own tour. She's been opening for a lot of people like Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, stuff like that. But now she's going to go out on her own.
She has that hit song, Little Dive Bar, which kind of made it to the
really
top 20s.
Yeah. She's got a different voice. It's really good. But
she's got a different look. She's got tattoos all up and down her arm.
She reminds me of Gretchen Wilson. Gretchen Wilson.
A more bad A version.
Wherever
of
she went, I don't know. I don't know why she just disappeared, but that's who she reminds me of for some reason. But she's going to be in Columbus on November 8th.
Hmm.
So.
She'll also be, was that the only spot in Ohio? I thought I saw the Dusty A on there. November sometime. But maybe I was wrong.
You are correct. November 10th.
There you go.
There you go. Yes, I missed that one. And then I'm sorry to tell everybody, all the guys out there, Katy Perry has revealed she is no longer single.
Yeah, is she back with Orlando Bloom?
She is. Yes.
She keeps going back to that dude.
Yes.
What's she see in Orlando Bloom?
I don't know.
I mean,
he's good looking.
Listen, I have seen those one pictures. I guess there might be one thing she sees in Orlando Bloom. One large thing. Hey, have fun on your
weekend.
You
mean his hair?
Yeah, yes, his ponytail. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I meant. Anyway, that means Michelle will do Z News tomorrow.
That's right.
Be prepared.
Get ready, Michelle.
Look how excited she is. She can't wait. Hashtag life goals.